sure this is a good idea, Alex? I mean, we can do it if you want to, but you want to talk about this?
It's fine. I don't care. I got my concealed carry.
Okay.
So this guy that I have followed on social media for a little bit, he's just like a random guy that I don't know in real life. He is somebody online that is like a political personality. Okay, so we share the same political views, and I follow a lot of people like that, where like I'm like internet friends with them, and I, you know, like what they tweet or I like what they post on Instagram and stuff that has to do with politics. And so I started following this guy, but he posted one thing that I did not agree with, that I thought was highly offensive, and really it was like a dangerous type of thing to post. Like, it just was, I don't know, it wasn't smart. I guess
okay.
Not dangerous isn't the right word. I can't think of the
I guess
word
I kind
I'm
of
looking
want,
for.
I mean, I don't want you telling me you posted, but like, was it like a,
no, it was, just
it was offensive?
Stupid.
Could it make people think something was misleading?
It was just like something like a certain politician digging their own grave or something, like insinuating they should die or something.
Okay,
and I just thought,
okay,
over the line, I don't agree with this.
You don't want somebody to be like, die. You may disagree with somebody.
Right.
You don't think they should die or get hurt.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was just extreme, I thought. So anyway, I unfollowed this guy who I've never spoken to in real life ever.
Mm-hmm.
Couple hours later, he sends me a DM on Instagram and says, "Hey, can I just ask why you unfollowed me?" I thought that was weird. I mean, I unfollow people all the time or whatever.
I've noticed.
What? I haven't unfollowed you. I've you know, never had anyone message me like that, right? So I just don't respond because I'm like, well, I'm not going to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Couple days later, I get an email in my personal email from this guy that says, "Hey, I just would really like an answer from you. I haven't heard from you of why you unfollowed me, you know, a few days back or whatever. I just would really like an answer because, you know, I just don't know what I did that would have offended you," and like going on and on and on about wanting an answer from me.
Well, that's persistent.
I did not answer. Yesterday, now it's that's been a few weeks. Yesterday, I get another email from this guy saying, "Hey, I still have not heard from you on why you unfollowed me." And so my question is, do you notice, number one, when someone unfollows you?
No.
Like, I guess, do you know what I mean? Like, are you looking, oh, I've got 200 followers, now I have 199, and then I go through and then I figure out who it was. Like, are you, number one, noticing when they unfollow you? And number two, do you actually care? 833-JOE-ALEX, because this guy is obsessed with the idea that I have unfollowed him. And here's the thing. He isn't a 200 follower type of person. He has hundreds of thousands of followers.
So hundreds of thousands?
So how in the world does he even know? That's what I want to know.
833-563-2539. Also on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. I think like everybody, because working in, and I'm doing air quotes here, in media, whether it's radio, TV, like what we do, I think it's a little bit different. But in general, for example, Facebook, I'm like, that's where you can, because sometimes I think it's harder to notice. Like on Twitter, you can see, oh, wait, they don't follow me back, because it'll tell you it follows you back. Like Instagram doesn't tell you if somebody follows you back. I'm sure there's apps that will tell you, like you can find that. But
he must be using that. But I mean, do people care this much?
I do get kind of butthurt, for example. Like I know some people don't follow me on Instagram. They muted my stories. And I'm like, or at least I think they did it. And I'm like, oh man, why don't they click on my stories?
Why would you think that?
What, like, because they never like actually? What do you mean? Like, why do I think they don't?
Like, you think your followers muted your stories? What do you mean? Why?
I don't know why they did it, but I'm just like, you can like swipe up and see who viewed it, kind of.
Right.
And I'm like, I never see this guy on there.
Well, that just means maybe he just doesn't ever click on stories.
Oh, I know, but I know he used to. Because he used to always show me his stories. I think it's just like he doesn't do mine anymore. Somebody I used to work with.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
I mean, I don't click on a lot of people's stories. I am not a frequent Instagram story watcher hardly ever, so
that's all I like to watch is the stories.
Yeah, see, I'm not like that into it.
Let's talk to Kate this morning. Hey, Kate, what do you know about this?
So a lot of people with a lot of Instagram followers will download an app called Followers Plus, and it tells them who unfollows you, who blocks you, or who deletes comments or likes.
Is this guy stalking me? Like, should I be concerned?
No. It's probably he just wants to know how he can get more followers and what he's doing wrong.
I think you should be concerned.
Yeah, is this a concern or a compliment?
That's really weird, though.
Yeah, I think it's weird, too. Okay, thank you.
Kate, let me ask you, since you know about this program, how many followers you got?
Like 2,600.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
What are you doing to get that many followers?
I mean, I'm just pretty, I guess.
And humble. Wow. No, Kate, we love you. Thank you for calling in for that advice and sharing it right there. Joe, why do you only have two followers? I'm just ugly, I guess.